Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, I'll bet you a whole dollar that hardly anybody out there listening has ever heard of the America's Boating Club of the Catawba. Well, we're going to learn about that today, what they're up to, and how they're going to be doing some activities that are going to benefit a local nonprofit here in Rock Hill on our Straight Talk program today. And the guy who is behind all this, America's Boating Club of the Catawba, is Ray Williams. Ray is from Lake Wally, and he's going to tell us all about himself. Hi, Ray. Glad you're here.
Hi, Manning. Thanks for having us. This is a great opportunity for us.
Good.
As you said, I'm with America's Boating Club. And you probably have heard of a group called United States Power Squadron.
Oh, yeah.
We are the U.S. Power Squadron.
Okay.
And we're rebranding to America's Boating Club. And the Power Squadron has been around for 108 years. We were founded in 1914. So going through this name transition is always a challenge. So, yeah, America's Boating Club of the Catawba, we've been around Lake Wiley for over 50 years. And for over 58 years, we've been hosting underserved children to Lake Wiley, bringing them to the lake, letting them have a good time, teaching them swimming, fishing, boating, all sorts of activities. And for many of them, this is their first experience doing some of these events.
Wonderful. So why in the heck are they renaming something that's been around as long as the Power Squadron name?
Well, you know, the Power Squadron is, you know, sort of came from the Navy.
Yeah, that's good.
Today, you know, the young people aren't into the military, maybe, as much as we used to be back when we were young guys. And America's Boating Club, that just sort of rolls off your tongue.
So this is a national decision to change the whole nomenclature. Well, good luck on changing the name.
Thank you.
Good luck. So tell me a little bit about you, because I have not met you before now. Tell me about your background.
Yeah, I'm the executive officer for America's Boating Club of the Catawba. I've spent my career in business, running little businesses for Dick Cheney and for Praxair and a Swedish company, trying to go out there and establish markets. And that's a little bit about what I'm doing here with America's Boating Club, is marketing our organization and letting people know the good we're doing.
Good for you. And you were telling me before we went on the air that you came from California, and what brought you from California were kids and grandchildren.
Oh, yeah. We have 5 kids and 13 grandchildren. And when they all migrated to the East Coast, my wife said, hey, put the house up for sale, pack the bags, we're heading east.
And not only did he love coming to the Carolinas, but when he saw how much house he could buy for a fraction of the money it cost him in California, he was astounded.
You think you've died and gone to heaven when you moved to South Carolina.
There you go.
It's great.
All right, with you today on the other microphone is Chassie Hunter. She is with the Salvation Army. Tell me about you, Chassie.
Well, I am currently the Social Service Program Coordinator with Rock Hill Salvation Army. We serve York, Chester, and Lancaster counties. I have been with the Salvation Army on and off for about 15 years, currently in Rock Hill for 3 years. We have partnered with the American Boating Society. This is our second time. In May, we did our first time, and then we are coming up on the second time this Saturday. So we look forward to partnering, getting the kids that we have, you know, these children, these teens, and even these parents that are able to come out and have these first-time experiences that they wouldn't normally be able to have.
I think this is great. Now, I need to know a little bit more about, I'll call it the Power Squad, but the American, what's the name, the American Boating Club. The American Boating Club. You're just a group of boat owners that just like to have a good time and you socialize together?
Well, we do that.
Yeah.
You got to do that.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Life is too short not to have some fun. But the mission of America's Boating Club is education. Boat safety, boat handling. And if you look at Lake Wylie, for example, we have a couple deaths every year out on the lake. And a lot of it is because people don't know how to operate their vessels. So we give training classes to the public on a monthly basis during the summer so that people understand the challenges behind boating and how to boat safely.
Oh, yeah. You know, some of those accidents have been rather horrific in years past. Glad to see that you're doing that. I think the number one thing I would say is think twice about boating at night because it's tough to see out there on that big old lake, like kind of like flying at night. It's tough to see, tough to see. So you do these classes routinely? I mean, like in an organized fashion?
Yes. We do them before COVID. You know, you have before COVID and after COVID. So before COVID, we did them every month,
right.
And we're getting back into that routine of setting up classes. We publicize it at the different marinas, and we have 10 folks who come out for boat training.
I mean, there's literally thousands of boat owners and operators on Lake Wylie. I mean, I don't know what's enough is enough, but I mean, there's plenty of lake, and there's plenty of boats out there, and on certain weekends, it's like a traffic jam out there. Is it not?
On some weekends, you don't want to be out there, frankly.
That's right. Wait till Monday or Tuesday comes and enjoy it then. All right, so tell me about this event.
Well, last time, maybe I can give you an experience that'll kind of let you know kind of how it is. So last time, I was in charge of fishing. Hold your laugh, please, a little bit.
How'd you do on that?
Well, I didn't catch anything, but I had been out there. I had got there a little bit early, and so I was just kind of throwing the rod in, and here comes a little girl, and she's super excited to fish, but she doesn't really know how. She doesn't know where to start, and so we put a worm on, and then she drops it in and reels it in, drops it in and reels it in. Okay, so I come about, and I'm like, all right, well, let's leave it in there a few more minutes, and so I have my rod. There's only a couple of us out there, and I say, we'll throw it in together, and then we'll reel it in together. And so we both throw it in, and then she starts reeling it in. And I'm like, okay, well, let's slow down just a little bit. She throws it in again, and she actually caught a fish within minutes.
Uh-huh.
Now, she didn't want to touch it, but she was smiling ear to ear, wanted to take a picture. That was the first time she had ever been fishing, first time she had ever caught a fish, and it just made her day. She called her parents over there, wanted to show her parents and her siblings. And so that just shows perhaps that would be the first and only time this child may have been fishing, and it just made her entire day. So that's kind of what we're looking to do, is give these experiences not just to the children but to the entire family. It's a fun, safe atmosphere that these families can come out and just enjoy an entire day of free family fun.
So you do this like on an annual basis or a couple times a year, or how do you do this?
So far this is our twice, the second time this year.
Really? So the first one was fishing, and the second one is boating?
Well, no, the first time was fishing, boating, swimming.
Okay.
And the second time will also be fishing,
boating,
swimming. Oh, I got you. Swimming.
Okay. So it's a day full of activities,
mm-hmm.
then.
Exactly. Right. We have blow-ups. We have somebody coming out to feed hamburgers and hot dogs. It's a huge family fun event.
And so how do you identify the families, or how do you pick who gets to come?
Well, I think kind of what has happened thus far has been identifying those families that may need this type of event, so those that have connections with the Salvation Army, maybe other agencies that have those families that may need this friendly, fun family that's free.
Right.
and even our help to get them there. So Boys and Girls Clubs, any type of kids that may need this, I think is the way, correct me if I'm wrong, if that's how it's been.
Yeah, we're focusing on underserved children.
Right.
And we go to agencies, welfare agencies throughout the Yark County area. The Salvation Army provides a lot. Clover School District can identify underserved children, and they bring them out to our event. The Boys and Girls Club, Family Promise of Yark County, Fostering the Family of Yark County, the Department of Social Services of Yark County all provide children. We have 14 agencies
Wow.
who send us children and their families. And Chassie said, for many of them, this is their first time ever fishing or boating or doing some of the activities. And this year is in September the 24th, which is Saturday coming up, is really exciting because this is the first time we're doing it at Camp Thunderbird. And as most of your listeners know, Camp Thunderbird is the premier summer camp in the Carolinas.
That's right there on the lake.
It's right on the lake, and these children would never have an opportunity to go somewhere like Camp Thunderbird if it weren't for this children's outing we're putting on.
So how many kids / families, however this is being done, can you handle? I mean, how big is your armada of boats?
Well, you know, when we did it at Red Fez in May, we had 8 boats there. But it's not just the boating activities. It's the swimming and the fishing and the bouncy houses and the face painting that we're doing. We'll have about 8 boats at Camp Thunderbird. But Camp Thunderbird has so many more activities.
Oh, Lord, yes.
The kids are going to be able to do everything. Archery, canoeing. It's going to be phenomenal for them.
Well, Camp Thunderbird, of course, is part of the YMCA up in Charlotte. And the YMCAs are all about families and kids, so that's great. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take our mid-program break a little bit early. When we come back, we're going to go through the schedule of activities for the day as we continue our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, I have educated both these newbies as to what we're going to do. We're going to talk about Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. The magical formula that keeps bringing people in here is in the white letters, and we're going to say it together at the count of three. Already, 1, 2, 3.
Slice. Garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, this is a great show today.
Well, we try to make them good every day, kind of like what you do, Charlie.
That's right. We try to make the best sandwiches and salads every day here at Substation 2.
And that's why we tell everybody, slice,
garden. Always fresh, always delicious.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is more about property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Founders knows you must use your best money-saving strategies to reach your full financial potential, including finding the best interest rates on your credit cards. In our current economy, you've got to make every dollar count. That's why Founders offers low balance transfer rates on all their credit cards. Get the most out of your credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to apply and save today. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's ask the young Alex Ruffalo why he thinks people keep coming back to eat at Substation 2.
Because they can see for themselves how everything on their sandwich or salad is sliced fresh right in front of their eyes. That's why we say slice, 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 garden, garden, garden.
For lunch or dinner, make it Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Some very interesting people here that are trying to help out a bunch of kids. Ray Williams, who's with the America's Boating Club of the Catawba, formerly known as the U.S. Power Squadron. And Chassie Hunter, who's with the Salvation Army. A big event coming up here this Saturday. As you said, Ray, it starts at like 9 o'clock in the morning, or is that right?
Yep, this is a full-day event. The kids start rolling in at 9 o'clock. And around 2 o'clock, we'll begin putting them back on their buses and into the cars and doing the cleanup.
So we're talking about not 10 or 12 kids. We're talking a couple of hundred kids are going to be there?
The kids and their family, we expect to have close to 300 Saturday.
Wow. So do the parents get to go out and ride the boat too?
The boat riding is mostly for the kids.
All right. So run me through the list of activities. I mean, during the day, they're going to cycle through different types of things. What's on that list of things they're going to be doing?
They get to do archery. We're going to teach them archery. They're going to have the water slides. There's two or three water slides at Camp Thunderbird they'll be able to do. There'll be a bouncy house. There'll be face painting. There'll be, just a long
boating.
List of boating. And, of course, we're going to be barbecuing, and our friends at the Salvation Army are actually going to do the cooking for us.
So needless to say, this is a big undertaking. Number one, how do you get all these people out there? Are they all coming on their own, or do you
carefully? For the most part, we've tried to get them out there on their own. Of course, with agencies, we have like buses and vans that we can transport people out there. But the main thing is, we want this to be a family event, so we can always bring the kids. But if we want families to come out there, that's kind of like, hey, why don't you and your kids come to this event and participate? So that's what we're hoping for.
Well, I mean, you've done this. Is this the second one this year?
Mm-hmm.
First one, did you have a lot of parents out there as well?
Actually, we did. More than I actually expected. And even the parents were, it's funny because you just assume whenever people are your age, you know, I'm mid-30s, they know how to fish. They know how to swim. But there was people out there that they had no idea how to fish. You know, can't teach your kids how to fish if you don't know how to fish. Yeah. Can't teach your children how to swim if you don't know how to swim or have never been on a boat. And so I think this is just overall good for all families and all children, because you're learning. Like you say, you've never been out on a boat. You don't know what to do and what not to do. If you've never been fishing, you don't know the rules of how long do I keep the rod in the water, or why can't I just sling it all around?
All right, there has to be some expense involved with this thing. I mean, feeding 300 people, that's not inexpensive. And I don't know what other costs are involved. So you've got some sponsors for this thing, Ray?
You know, the community has stepped up in a big way, Manning. We have some great sponsors. We have individuals who have come up and handed me $10 or $20 to help with the expenses. And then we have corporate sponsors. We have the Mayday Project, who's our number one donor, Duke Energy, River Hills Lake Wylie Lions Club, Walmart, York Electric Co-op, York County Council has given us a big donation through Allison Love. Marine Max is providing gasoline for us. And Springs Close is giving us a big donation. That's just the top ones. So we have incredible support. And not only monetarily are people supporting us, but they're coming out volunteering. We have volunteers from the Salvation, from the Women's Club of Lake Wylie, the Lions Club of Lake Wylie. We have people coming from the fire station, number 38, bringing their fireboat out, squirting the kids with water that they're going to love. And make sure the kids are safe. River Hills EMS is coming out with their truck. We have Bethel Fire Department there, and South Carolina Department of Natural Resources is coming out to support us, and they're giving us fishing rods and poles and along with South
simulator.
And a fishing simulator.
Never heard of such a thing.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm excited to see this thing in action. So we have so many people supporting us. That's how you make an event like this happen.
Well, that's what they call community, and that's wonderful that they're doing this. So these kids, they're going to be worn out by 2 o'clock, which is good, mm-hmm. but they're going to be well-fed, be stuffed probably. On the menu, are you actually going to do barbecue?
I think it's hamburgers and hot dogs.
Hamburgers and hot dogs.
Hamburgers and hot dogs.
Good old hamburgers and hot dogs and some potato chips and mm-hmm. some Cokes. Okay, good. So is there any type, besides having fun, is there any part of this program where you, I don't know, you're just sitting down and talking to the families about whatever, or is it just fun?
Well, I know on my end, obviously because I'm a social worker, part of what I want to do is just make sure they know, hey, the Salvation Army is here. These are the programs that we have. And just chit-chatting, hey, if you need food, if you need clothing, if you want to sign up for Christmas assistance, this is what the Salvation Army has to offer. And I'm a firm believer in, connection makes everything easier. It's hard to kind of ask for help if you don't know where to go for it. So coming to these events and putting a face to a name, oh, that's the girl from the Salvation Army. And whenever they are in need, they feel more comfortable reaching out to the Salvation Army.
And my guess is with what's going on with the economy right now, with inflation being what it is, and mm-hmm. cost for everything, gasoline and food, you got a lot of people knocking on the door?
We absolutely do. We absolutely do. Our food pantry is always running bare. So,
So you're involved as well, Ray, besides boating with the Lions Club up there?
Yes. I'm also president of the Lions Club of Lake Wylie, River Hills.
And the Lions Club is involved with this thing because the Lions Club mission is to...
is to do more good now. That's the motto of the Lions Club.
Pretty simple and pretty direct. Good for you. So is this something that you all kind of prepare for during the course of the year through whatever you do at your meetings, raising a few bucks here, a few bucks there?
This is a year-long event. I mean, it never stops. We'll wrap up the children's outing on Saturday, and we'll start doing fundraising and planning for the two events for next year. When you bring 600 children and their families out to the lake, that's a big commitment.
You know, you talked about volunteers. How many volunteers do you need to handle 300 people who don't know what the heck they're doing?
There's never enough, especially with kids.
I think we'll have around 50 volunteers out there at Camp Thunderbird on Saturday.
And my guess is you're going to probably have some Thunderbird staff out there as well.
Thunderbird staff will be there making sure the kids stay safe, showing them how to shoot a bow and arrow, which I suspect most of them have never had the opportunity. So, Camp Thunderbird is going to make sure everybody has a good time and stay safe.
If I remember Camp Thunderbird, they have some interesting zip lines out there as well, don't they?
We were planning on doing a zip line. Unfortunately, it's down. But let me
maybe
assure
fortunately.
Well, Let me assure everybody, next year we're going to have a zip line at Camp Thunderbird.
Okay. The Lions Club's going to make sure of that. So what else are you involved with besides these two events with your Lions Club during the course of the year?
Well, the Lions Club, we support 30 charities throughout primarily York County, local charitable organizations. We donated to them $130,000 last year that our membership raised. On Monday, we're actually doing a fundraiser, a golf tournament on Monday, with most of the proceeds for that going to Vision. Also, the Lions, we do KidSight. KidSight is where we actually go to all of the schools in York County. Well, most of the schools in York County, let me say. And we examine 14,000 children's eyes every year.
Oh, my gosh.
We identify 10% of them have eye problems.
Oh, yeah.
That we're able to identify. And we provide their parents with the prescription needs of their children so they can take it to their eye doctor and get the kids taken care of. For people who can't afford for eyeglasses or can't afford to have go to the doctor, the Lions Club has a mechanism in order to provide those funds.
I know that'll be music to the ears of a friend of mine who comes here just about every day for lunch, Dr. Scott Oliver, who's an optometrist here in Rock Hill with Oliver Eye Associates. And we do lots of programming with them on a weekly basis, talking about really the need to get your eyes checked on an annual basis. We've been trained very well to know to go to the dentist every 6 months, but we have not been trained well to go to the eye doctor every year, regardless of how well you think your vision is. Because when they do a routine exam, they really can see inside your whole body and see everything that's going on and tell you stuff that's you may not have any ideas happening. I'm glad to hear you're doing that. That's good. Good stuff. And how about you in the Salvation Army? You're getting ramped up for the holidays, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Christmas in the Salvation Army pretty much starts in July. So we have we actually start our Angel Tree applications October 1st. So anybody who wants to sign their children or seniors up for our Angel Tree program, that's online at saangeltree.org starting October 1st. And then that also means that our Angel Trees will be out and people can go to get angels off the tree and purchase items for them probably come mid-October, early November. So you can look for those in the Walmarts. Actually, JT's Kia will also be hosting an angel tree for us as well this year. And then, of course, those red kettles will be out. So make sure you put a couple bucks in there for us. And if you would like to volunteer to stand at a red kettle, contact us. And we're always looking for volunteers to go out there and stand at the kettle.
Well, listen, you guys are doing great work. And, again, this big event is coming up this Saturday at Camp Thunderbird. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the kids should be totally worn out, stuffed to the gills, and have had a great day of fun. Ray, thank you for being here. And thanks
thank
for all
for
that you and the American
us.
Boating Club of the Catawba are doing. And, Chassie, thank you as well for the work of the Salvation Army. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, one more time. You know what's going on here, Roy. We want to hear your voice bellow this out as well. Fresh subs and salads 6 days a week here at Substation 2. At the count of three, let's tell everybody how it's done. One, two, three.
Slice. Garden.
Garden.
He's got it. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.